You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. Have you ever considered that some of the most relevant gospel songs were written by people with no obvious connection to the church? I'm not referring to creative compositions that find new ways to express the theological nuances that surround Christ's incarnation, humiliation, crucifixion, resurrection, or ascension. Those who elevate these theological themes via the ministry of music are often focused on sharing teachings about Jesus. However, the enlivening lyrics that have attracted my attention tend to reflect the teachings of Jesus. Who can forget the disturbing inquiry of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On? Or the syncopated altar call of Bob Marley's One Love? Or the magnetic pull of the OJ's Love Train? Or even the ice-breaking appeal of Dinah Ross's Reach Out and Touch? Or the hope-filled anthem of Three Dog Night's Black and White? Even Bob Geldof's theologically dubious We Are the World managed to encapsulate the essence of Jesus' teaching. Indeed, in the wake of the recent tsunami, which has become a distant memory in the minds of many, it was Willie Nelson who headlined a star-studded concert that raised funds to assist the countless victims. Yes, this is the same Willie Nelson who sang the line in We Are the World that erroneously credits God with turning stones to bread. However, those who participated in the concert shared the sentiment of love and concern for the world's sufferers. As I witnessed the overwhelming public response to the celebrity's appeal, I was forced to confront an obvious reality. The secular world is hungry for the gospel. However, they are not looking for fancy formulas or dense doctrines. All they desire is practical instruction. They're not yearning for the catechizing of their religious intellects, but the maximizing of their spiritual activities. Please don't think I'm going New Age on you. I'm well aware that many of the appeals made by secular artists are driven by a desire to create the type of godless society promoted by John Lennon in the chart-topping hit Imagine. Nonetheless, I don't believe in throwing out the baby with the bathwater. The same Jesus, who is the only solution to the world's problems, invites each and every one of us to be the leaders in spreading his message of love. When the Jewish attorney approached Jesus and asked him to define the greatest commandment in Matthew 22:34-40, Jesus simply responded, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." This, my friends, is how the gospel manifests itself in flesh. Any group of people can cogitate eccentric prophetic interpretation, but only the committed will demonstrate godliness through practical acts of love. We can't all grasp the theophilosophical insights of mystic monks or cryptic clergy, but we all have the ability to touch others with God's love. As you look for someone to touch with God's love today, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit. I hope you were blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live. To benefit from the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, you may visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. That's www.lifeheritage.org. If you wish to support this ministry, feel free to leave a secure online donation, or you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Until next time, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.